Finally, this week, scientists at the University of Montreal in Canada have also discovered what it is that controls this entity called the blood-brain barrier. Now, the blood-brain barrier is this special chemical cocoon that envelops the brain and the spinal cord, and it keeps things in the blood, including chemicals and cells and antibodies, out of the central nervous system. And it does a very important job because you don't want spurious chemicals getting into the brain where they could affect brain function. But exactly how that blood-brain barrier works and is orchestrated has always been very poorly understood. But now what Alexandra Pran and his colleagues have discovered is that it's all down to a signal which is pretty well known to neurobiologists. It's called sonic hedgehog, which is an important chemical signal that controls how different cells in the nervous system talk to each other. During development, it controls the development of the brain, and during adult life, it also controls how other cells interact or link together. And that's exactly what's going on here. What they've found is that brain cells called astrocytes snuggle up very closely to the endothelial cells. These are the cells that line blood vessels in the brain. And they send out this sonic hedgehog signal. And they make the cells form lots of what are called junctional proteins. And these are like linkages which bind the cells tightly together. And in the presence of this signal, things that are in the blood find it much harder to go across into the brain tissue, and this includes things like immune cells, also other proteins, antibodies, and just fluid in general. But there is a chemical called cyclopamine, which blocks the effect of sonic hedgehog. And so what the researchers have shown is if you give cyclopamine to cells in culture and to animals, you end up with a reduction in the integrity of the blood-brain barrier, which seems to sort of confirm their hypothesis. And then they take it one step further and they say, well, multiple sclerosis is caused by the immune system attacking a chemical called myelin, a substance that wraps around nerve fibres and effectively insulates them. And for some reason in people with MS, the immune system attacks that myelin and it causes demyelination and nerve dysfunction. There's an animal model of this condition. And what they found is that if you give this cyclopamine chemical to these animals with the multiple sclerosis-like condition, actually they get much worse symptoms, probably because the immune system finds it much easier to get into the brain and attack the myelin. And conversely, if you look at brain tissue from patients who have multiple sclerosis, you see that where they've got patches of demyelination where the immune system has attacked the brain, in those areas, the levels of the sonic hedgehog signal are much higher, which suggests that the brain is trying to protect itself. So they're suggesting that as well as now understanding how the blood-brain barrier gets assembled and controlled, what the underlying chemical trigger is, actually being able to manipulate this could be really useful because we now have a way to potentially turn it off to get chemicals that we want to get into the brain, but also maybe to beef it up in order to stop the immune system getting into the brain and causing flare-ups of multiple sclerosis.
So people with MS, are you saying, need more of this sonic hedgehog chemical in order to deal with their condition?
That's right, because if you look at where the brain is most inflamed in multiple sclerosis, the cells that are there are trying to repair the nervous system. They're triggering more of this sonic hedgehog to increase the integrity of the blood-brain barrier, which actually is disabled or reduced in MS, so it's the brain trying to fight back. What they're saying is if we increase the level of the blood-brain barrier signal in the first place, it might stop the immune system getting in the first place in such a bad way, and therefore the symptoms and the flare-ups that people with MS characteristically get would be much less severe.
I see, so it could be the first of many important steps in solving the problem of MS. And you can find the transcripts and references for all of the stories we've discussed, and they're on our website, and that's thenakedscientists.com/news.